Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you have a good Independence Day? Did you even call it that, or did you call it the 4th of July? Or maybe just the 4th? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 4th of July. Independence Day. That's what I call it because that's what it's supposed to mean. Back when, you know, in 1776, we actually fought for independence and we cared about it. Now we've pretty much given that up. We'll get back to that in a second. The Royals, I've learned, have a new show. Escaping the Palace, is that what it is? Do you guys remember? I think it's called Escaping the Palace. Something like that. And what's funny is that I'm pretty sure that's right. That's right. But oppression has now hit royalty. I want you to understand that no matter how good your life is, you can claim oppression because the royals are now oppressed. Meghan Markle and her cuckold husband, what's his name? Prince Harry? Is he really Harry or does he shave his legs? Unbelievable. Royal Pains is what they should call that show. Don't you think? Royal Pains. Royal Pains in the Bahookas. Because that's what they are. Meghan Markle is a cancer. And everybody, every one of us knows somebody like her. Generally speaking, I'm not sexist, but generally speaking, it is a woman. It's somebody who thinks she deserves more than what she gets. You watch her husband, he spins himself around in circles trying to do for her, and no matter what he does, it's not enough. You know, that old supermodel person that, you know, guys go, yeah, I don't care. You know, the guy who used to date the supermodel, you know, dated her for years and said, you know what? I'm happy she's got a new husband. He found himself an ordinary old chubby girl from the suburbs and said, y'all can have these supermodels. That's not what I want to talk about. Hey, the 4th of July, was yours as deadly as some of the other Democrat-controlled hellholes in America? Yeah, let me tell you what the 4th is. The 4th or any weekend, especially long weekends, it's just another day, another weekend that allows more time and opportunity for leftists to kill each other. That's what it is. But what is it supposed to symbolize? Freedom! 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 I can hear George Michael's song, Freedom, as I think about Independence Day, which just passed over the weekend. Freedom! What should we be thinking about? Voltaire says, is it difficult to free fools from the chains they revere? Are we really free? I'll ask you that. We celebrate Independence Day. We're supposed to be independent. Independent from other countries. Do you feel independent? Do you feel like you're independent of Russia? You feel like you're independent of China? You feel like you're independent of all the world happenings? Iran? You feel independent? Because, see, I don't feel as independent as I did when we had a real president. By the way, I don't call Trump 45. He's 45 plus because he's still president. 45 plus. Joe Biden. Difficult to free fools from the chains they revere. Boy, that is so true of women. It is so true of Latinos. It is so true of the LGBT. It is so true of, oh, here it comes, y'all wait for it, black folks. You know, these are folks that are just hell-bent on staying on this. And I hate using this term because it's so overworked, but staying on the plantation. Freedom, folks. Conservatives fight for freedom. The ability to live as one wishes. That's how Cicero defined freedom. The ability to live as one wishes. Think about that. Unobstructed in living your life as you choose. Because you know what? Anything less than that is slavery. Anything less. So when you think about conservatism and you think about freedom, understand, you are providing the most freedom of any of these special interest groups. You provide more freedom to blacks, Latinos, women, LGBT, and anybody else. You want to know why? Because you say, live your life as you choose. It shouldn't, as long as it impact, doesn't impact me, do what you want to do. Laissez-faire. I know libertarians say, Kevin, that's more our speed. There's no difference between a Republican and a libertarian. It's very little. Very little. The only reason why most Republicans don't take on the banner of libertarian is because you can't win. There's no, oh, Kevin, there's a libertarian party. It's done nothing. You get a candidate every now and then. Does it make you feel good? We're all, let's just pick one and run with it. How about that? Because we believe in your individual freedom, and we say, you know what? If you're not living life the way you want to live it, you might. Why are you doing it? Why are you wasting people's time? And I would love to tell you, conservatives, that we are we're the closest to it. We're the least two-faced of the various parties, but we're not living life on our terms. You know you're not. You're not living life on your terms. You've succumbed to a lot of this crazy leftism, and I'm going to try to help you out, especially coming on the heels of Independence Day. I'm going to help you figure out how to be more independent, how to find out who you are, how to get a backbone. Freedom, folks. You are fighting for freedom every single day. When some leftist comes up to you with nonsense like CRT, you go, why would I fight for that? That's fighting for enslavement. That's enslaving the minds of black kids, black people, this country. I will not fight for one race, critical race theory. I will fight for America, but I will not fight for a single race. Y'all tell you what I'm saying? Him and I, him and I. Sound like Bird, KKK Democrat Bird. You are about freedom, people. Pay attention to me. I'm preaching to you right now. If you want to wear your hair purple, if you don't want to shave your armpits and not wear body, you know, what they call deodorant or whatever, and have more body armor on your face than a Sherman tank, do it. Conservatives don't care. We'll look at you like you're crazy. We'll be like, wow, interesting choice there. Ted, who used to be Susan. But that's you, baby. But don't complain to me when you can't get the job of your dreams. You can't get the person of your dreams. You can't live life to the fullest that you want because people look at you like you're a freak show. It's your choice to do it. Enjoy. But there will be consequences. That's true of everybody. We make choices, there are consequences. That's what freedom is. It works both ways, for you, and it can work against you. We'll be back. You too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Freedom Weekend, only a few days back. And before, on July the 1st, they said Chicago PD outlines plans to, quote, keep the weekend safe. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Don't worry about the date on these shows. They're evergreen. You can listen to them anytime. It isn't going to matter. Freedom Weekend. Let me tell you what Freedom Weekend is. It doesn't exist. Not in America. Not in major cities. The only place Freedom Weekend exists is where there are Republicans, aka conservatives, who run the show. Because if you are anywhere where there's a leftist, a Democrat, if you're in any big city in America, you don't get to experience Freedom Weekend. You are not free. Don't make me go Chris Rock on you. Chicago PD outlining plans to keep the weekend safe. Good luck with that. Like they have the possibility of doing that in Chirac, a city that was named because its violence was higher than that of Iraq. By the way, the 71st most dangerous city in America. Chirac. What did the other 70 police departments do to keep the weekend safe? What did they do in Baltimore? What did they do in Cleveland? What did they do in Oakland? What did they do wherever there is an NFL franchise or an NBA franchise or an MLB franchise or a hockey franchise? What did they do in those cities not to go all Howard Cosell on you? Same thing. And what could they guarantee? Absolutely nothing. The government can't guarantee you safety. The only way you could even hope to be safe if you live in one of those cities is if you lock yourself down. Lockdown. Yeah. Officers will be busy. This is from Yahoo. You're going to love this. Pay attention. And we're going to go back to talking about freedom, but I am talking about freedom right now. Officers will be busy working long days as Chicago police execute a plan to keep us safe this weekend. Think about this. 77 people were shot the weekend before, 5 people died. They want to keep people safe. But here's what was interesting. In the article, just to show you how unsafe it is, here's what they wrote. Y'all think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. They wrote this. Our goal is to create a safe and engaging place for users to connect over interests and passions. In order to improve our community experience, we are temporarily suspending article commenting. They wouldn't even let you comment on it because too many people were blasting the article. How in the heck do you think you're going to keep people safe? How? What are you going to do, Chicago PD? By the way, let's not forget, this is the city of Jussie Smollett where they accused people wrongly of doing crimes and then they let the accuser, the criminal accuser, go. This is the city where crime is running rampant, and instead of accepting help from President Trump, Lori Lightfoot declines it and then goes later and says, hey, Joe Biden, I know you hate cops. I know we want to defund the police, but can you help us, please, demented Joe? Please, Joey? That demented clown has any type of idea how to do something, how to make something work. It's insane. Okay. Before anything ever happened, we're talking about freedom today. Freedom, freedom. I don't know the words to George Michael's song, but I know this. You ain't got nothing close to freedom. Before Chicago even kicked off Freedom Weekend, because that's what it is, Freedom Weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, going into the 4th of July in the year of our Lord 2021. Again, I tell you folks, it don't matter when you listen to this. You can apply this to the next weekend. I don't care what weekend you pull this out and play it. And the only thing that'll change are a few of the numbers, because it's going to be dangerous wherever they amass lots of leftists and certainly lots of black leftists. Stay away from lots of black leftists. They don't care. They don't care about themselves. They have no care in the world for your humanity. They will just as soon kill you as to look at you. And they will rob you to take your ring, to take the gold out of your tooth. They will kill you for anything. You don't have to believe me. And they can be mad as they want to be. I ain't going to hang around them. Shoot. The only way I would be hanging around is if my car broke down on the way through. And I would have my GPS take me around the city before I had to go through the war zone. This happened before they even got the weekend started in Chicago. Last weekend, folks. At least 9 people, including 2 girls, get this, ages 9 and 1 month, were injured Thursday in a pair of shootings on Chicago's South Side. You know, where Leroy Brown got his butt kicked. Raising concerns ahead of the routinely violent 4th of July weekend. Routinely violent. They know it. It is going to happen. I tell you, look, I know. You may think I'm Karnak. You may say Kevin possesses powers that transcend those of ordinary people. He seems to know that crime will be committed in NFL, NBA, MLB, and hockey cities. Where lots of black folks reside and lots of black people are in power. there's going to be a lot of killings. A lot of shootings and a lot of killings. How does he do it? The dude is a sage. Yep. Here's what they go on to say. It's not the holiday weekend yet, and people started shooting, and the next thing you know, there's a child shot, and it's a mother's worst nightmare, Pastor Donovan Price told Chicago's WMAQ-TV. Chicago police said, the one-month-old girl was struck in the head after three males jumped out of a black Jeep Cherokee around 8:15 p.m. in the city's Inglewood neighborhood and began shooting in several directions. By the way, Inglewood in Chicago, you will hear lots about it. Lots about it. It's a lots about it. You will hear it about this. The trio hopped back in the vehicle and left the scene. No one was in custody. Hey, you think Black Lives Matter is going to get on the bullhorns and start talking about all the violence against black folks in the black community? All these cops out here shooting black people for no reason, man. What's up with these people? They committing crimes against black people. Hands up, don't shoot. And you know, whatever. Put them in a blanket, roast them like bacon, whatever. Oh, that's right. It wasn't the cops. That's right. Sorry. False alarm. False alarm. It was not the cops who shot these kids. Yeah. What did they say? They said after three males jumped out of a black Jeep Cherokee. Now, here's what's funny about that little quip that I just told you right there. They will tell you the color of the Cherokee, but they won't tell you the color of the three males who jumped out of the black Cherokee Jeep. I will tell you who were the color of them. They were black, just like their Jeep. They said the group of people held a player. They took her to a local hospital, but now she's being transferred. The baby's shot, and they want the shooter to either come forward or somebody to turn him in. Come on, Black Lives Matter. Put a PSA out for them brothers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida officials are warning residents to prepare for Tropical Storm Elsa's impact on the state. The state's lieutenant governor urging Floridians to begin preparations now because Elsa is expected to near hurricane strength. Meantime, search and rescue crews have recovered four more victims at the site of Surfside's deadly condo collapse. Miami-Dade County Mayor saying crews continue to work through extremely challenging storm conditions, pausing only for lightning strikes. 32 people are confirmed dead and 113 people are unaccounted for. President Biden plans to push for more Americans to get vaccinated today as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden outlining five areas his team is focusing on to get more Americans vaccinated in a speech later on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another ransomware attack leaves a company scrambling.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 100 people in Oregon died during the heat wave. The Oregon State Medical Examiner has increased the total number of deaths related to heat to 107. The heat wave brought the hottest temperatures ever recorded to many parts of Oregon. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Voltaire said, man is free at the moment he wishes to be. See, as my grandmother says, you don't have to be stupid your whole life. You can decide, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to change my prospects, I'm going to change my life in an instant. I say this to my youngest son all the time. I say, it doesn't matter how mad I get at you or how mad your mom gets at you, you are forgiven. The moment you decide you're not going to do the thing that we're telling, you know, in other words, if you think you're going to be a slob, if you think you're not going to study, you're not going to get good grades, you can stop it instantly by saying, I will study, I will get good grades, I will not be a slob, I will pay attention, I will be respectful, all these things. And you can start it right then and right there. You can change your life. I'm telling you right now, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I don't care if you are 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. If you say right now, I'm going to change the way that I am, a change a bad habit, change something that you know will improve you. You can do it this very instant, and it will change. It'll reprogram your brain. It will literally reform you instantly. You just got to do it. It's that simple. Biden, he gave us all a present over the July 4th, over the Independence Day weekend. I call it Freedom Weekend. And I was just thinking when I saw this, how brain dead you have to be to even tout this. This is Biden-level stupidity. BLS is what I call it. Biden-level stupidity. It's like Black Lives Matter. Biden-level stupidity. The White House bragged after they tweeted this. Planning a cookout this year? Catch up on the news? According to the Farm Bureau, the cost of a 4th of July barbecue is down from last year. It's a fact you must hear. Hot dog, the Biden economic plan is working, and it's something we can all relish. And you know what they were celebrating? They're saving you 16 cents on all those condiments that I mentioned. The prices are down. The cost of baked beans and what have you. The Washington Examiner, they touted it. Here's what they said. While the White House drew attention to the slight drop in some food prices, it failed to highlight food items that have risen in prices. These include hamburger buns, potato salad, chicken breasts, chocolate chip cookies, and strawberries. This is according to the American Farm Bureau. The cost of a 4th of July cookout in 2021 is down 16 cents from last year, the tweet read. using a quartet of puns to praise Joe Demento's economic plan? I mean, you got to be reaching. Listen, everybody, America. No, no, everybody, calm down. Everybody, just be quiet. The president has saved you 16 cents in July, on July the 4th. Let's all celebrate. I mean, when that's the stuff you got to celebrate, you know you're dealing with a demented clown. Wow. Unbelievable. They show foods, the accompanying slideshow showed foods that had dropped over the past 12 months. Let me tell you what they didn't put on there. Any meat? I saw meat. What was I looking at? A ribeye steak or something? It was $26 a pound. Are you kidding? I'm tempted to go on the side of the road and just get me a farmer's cow. You can't, I'm just telling you, go to the grocery store. If you haven't been in a while, you're going to get some culture shock. That's right, Rip Van Winkle. Here's what they say. 32-ounce pork and beans, $1.90, down 13% from last year. Yeah, well, let me tell you what Joe Biden's missing. Joey Demento, Joey Fingers. He's missing inflation. Real Clear Markets explained why this 16 cents you're saving. I know it's a lot. I mean, I know what you're out there thinking. You're saying, Kevin, listen, you're such a naysayer. Joe Biden's saving you a whole 16 cents, Negro, and you are complaining? You of all people, black people, you're getting 16 cents. It's reparations. Inflation is accelerating. This is Real Clear Markets. Every consumer in the country feels it every day. Is there any economic sense left in Washington? The rising inflation threat should grind Biden's big government spending plans to a halt. Federal Reserve officials have called inflation transitory. But what if they're wrong? The public is clearly worried. According to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll released this week, 85% of Americans are concerned about inflation. Are you? I am. I'm amongst those 85%. If you got an adjustable rate mortgage, or you're in the process of buying a home, or you're rehabbing something, let me tell you, you're feeling it. It said for good reason. Last month, the consumer price index rose at its fastest level since 2008. This is pre-baby black Jesus. At the same time, the producer price index, which measures wholesale costs, rose at its most rapid rate in recorded history. Rising producer prices translate into higher consumer prices. By the way, Joey Demento is bragging that he's getting people more money. People are, they're holding out, this is done for you, the worker. They're going to have to come back to you. Remember his whisper? The worker can negotiate. Negotiate what? You think that somebody's going to pay some kid $20 an hour to flip burgers or whatever just because Joey Demento says? They made welfare so sweet, nobody wants it. You can't compete with their welfare. Why would you get a job? If welfare is going to pay you $15 an hour, why would you get a job for $20? You're working for $5 an hour. You'd be a clown. I mean, I'd do it. And the reason why I would do it is because I have pride. It would be about doing the job. It's like I was telling my son the other day, because he's looking at different baseball teams. I said, it doesn't matter what baseball team you play for. You play to be your best, to be the best you can be. It's like they say, don't work for yourself. Go work for the Lord. If you work for the Lord, you'll do a good job. It doesn't matter what the job is. That's why conservatives, we're different. We can get in a temporary job and say, you know what? I don't care. There's no pride involved. The pride is I will do a good job because somebody's paying me to do it and the good Lord says for me to do the best I can. Leftists don't think that way. So anyway, we got inflation rising through the roof. We got the producer price index rising. And here's what they wrote. At its recent meeting this month, the Fed announced that it would accelerate its expected interest rate hike timeline, discuss tapering its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases. Yeah. Fed is propping up this funky economy because Biden can't do it. He has no clue. Biden is a joke. Never should have been. I mean, he wasn't elected president, but he's a joke. They said, but another factor that would inflame inflation is adding to the heavy U.S. debt loads that the Fed bonds purchase has facilitated. It's economics 101, that more money creation means the dollar in our wallets and bank accounts are worth less. And let me tell you something else. That you know, you're not going to hear these lame brain dead leftists talk about. These other countries are looking to go off the dollar standard as soon as they can. As soon as they possibly can. You go on to say this. Yet, monetary policy is the Fed's domain, but Congress can make the Fed's job of heading off even steeper inflation easier by putting a kibosh on Biden's massive deficit spending plans. He's proposed $4 trillion in once-in-a-generation investments, in addition to the $1.9 trillion COVID Wu flu package that he proposed in March. This dude wants $6 trillion spent instantly. You want to talk about devaluing your dollar? This knucklehead crap president is going to just, he's devaluing the money as you sit on it. I don't care what gains you may have made in the stock market or whatever. They are going to take a serious hit. It's unbelievable. I didn't do the math on this whole 16 cents thing. I didn't. It's complicated math, as you guys know. But I'm going to make you a bet that if you looked in your car, maybe in your own personal bedroom, the parents' bedroom of the house, or a drawer, a catch-all drawer, you might collect more money than Joe Biden gave you in savings this year for your weekend freedom fest. I can tell you this. I went around my house. I always check stuff out before I do stuff for you guys. I found $1.78 in change, loose change, in the cushions, you know, on a table somewhere, laying around, you know, on a window seal, in the laundry room. You lose a lot of money in the laundry room. Yep, found $1.78. That's just in my house, and we po over here. There's no telling what you white folks will find. So while I appreciate that 16% Joey Demento gave me, I think I'm handling things on my own. We're going to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Our hearts go out to the people of Miami where the condo collapsed. That's kind of a strange thing to happen in the United States. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Buildings collapse in third world countries. But then again, if 2020 showed us anything, it's that America can become a third world dictatorship led by a madman. Speaking of Joey Demento, and for those of you who say, Kevin, why do you call Biden Joey Demento and Barack Obama Baby Black Jesus? It's because I have zero respect for either man. I will acknowledge that Barack Obama won his 2008 election. I don't think he won 2012. I know for a fact that Joe Biden did not win in 2020. I know that with the certainty that I know the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. So, yes, Joey Demento, a man who couldn't get elected under any circumstances, and he gets placed into office by a bunch of very high-powered elitist traitors who don't want us to acknowledge it, who want us to ignore it. Anyway, Biden says the country is coming back together. I can't help but crack up because let me tell you something. I will never unite with people who stole an election from us. It will never happen. We have to grin and bear it right now, but don't think for a second that I'm taking it lying down. I don't think you are either. We fight for freedom. 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 I don't want to go George Michael on you, but I will. We fight for freedom in this country. The country's coming back together. And he can do it? Right. Nobody heard what he had to say. For the record, do you think the country's uniting? Do you think that Joey Demento is a person who can make us all just forget everything that happened? His policies are working so well that we say, wow, you know, let's just overlook the big cheat. He hosted an Independence Day event, get this, to celebrate his handling of Wu Flu. And if you missed it, don't feel bad. 99.9999% of the country missed it. And meanwhile, Donald Trump held a rally in Florida and thousands of people showed up. It is the talk of media. Our media, not their media. Real media, truth media. Unbelievable. Robert Heinlein said, you can have peace or you can have freedom. Don't ever count on having both at once. What do we have? You have peace or you have freedom? Because we don't have peace and freedom. I guarantee you, right now we are fighting tooth and nail. Let's talk more about Biden. They need to test this guy. They need to test his cognitive acuity, his cognitive ability, or lack thereof. He's brain dead. He can function. He's like a functioning alcoholic. I probably worked with more than one, but I know I worked with one functioning alcoholic. One of my techs when I was an engineer. He would say to me, Kevin, I drink my lunch. Because I invited him to lunch one day. He said, Kevin, I drink my lunch. Okay. This demented clown, Joe Biden, couldn't answer a reporter's simple question without pausing, and then he had to reach for notes in his jacket lapel, pull them out so he could figure out what else to say. Couldn't remember his talking points, and it is exactly what they had told him. You know, in a previous minute, literally minutes earlier, he had been debriefed on the very question he was asked. And keep in mind, these are friendly reporters. These are reporters that are traveling with him. The ones who've been vetted and sworn to secrecy never to reveal his dementia. And he couldn't answer a simple question. Do we have the clip? We have the clip, but I'll tell you what he said because it takes too long because he pauses and everything else. But she says, with the most recent hack by Russians, would you say this means, and then being cut, she got cut off. And Biden said, we're not sure it's Russians. I got a brief when I was on the plane. That's why I was late getting off the plane. But you can tell something's wrong with him. I swear, I'm not kidding you. I'm not even trying to be critical. I'm telling you, for the sake of this country, they need to look at this old, feeble, a little old man who, as I said, is got obvious issues. So he's trying to multitask and he's trying to buy himself a piece of pie or something at a pie shop. And he's trying to pay attention and he's looking up like, what? What? Anyway, it continues because he reaches for his notes. And it was an uncomfortable delay. And he says, I'll be... I'll be in better shape to talk to you about it. So he pulls these prepared notes out. And he says, I'll tell you what they sent me, okay? The idea, first of all, we're not sure who it was for certain, number one. And what I did, I directed the full resources of the government to assist in response if we determine. Then he stops. And so he's finishing his transaction with the woman, which I'll give, you know, I'm not going to jump on him because he's an old dude and he's getting his transaction done. But most people could do that at the same time. You can hand your credit card to somebody and keep talking, you know, or slip it in the slot and continue with your discussion. He says, the fact is that I've directed the intelligence community to give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better tomorrow. And if it's either with the knowledge of and or a consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we would respond. So that's what he said. On his notes, let me ask you this. People listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, are you prepared for Biden's response? Do you think Biden's going to make a response on Putin? Now, keep in mind, they just had a summit, and Putin said, look, the Russian government had nothing to do with your hack. Now, I don't know whether they did or they didn't. I do know this. I don't believe our media, whatever they come back and say, oh, the Russians did it. They said the Russians stole the election that Donald Trump won. Do you believe it? Because I don't. Everything that they put, they ran all kinds of ads on Facebook. They ran more pro-Hillary ads on Facebook than they did Trump. So what are you supposed to believe? I don't believe a word this media says. I don't believe a single thing that Joe Biden said. I've directed the full resources of the government to do this. For all we know, it's our government pretending that the Russians are hacking us. You will never know the truth when it comes to what these knuckleheads do. You will never know it. And it doesn't vex me. I don't mind not being in the know. There are many times I can tell you, I wish I didn't know what I know now about this government. I wish I could go back to being, as we say, fat, dumb, and happy. No offense to any people that are any of those things, particularly those that are happy. No offense to you. But I wish I could go back to being fat, dumb, and happy. Because, see, when I was fat, dumb, and happy growing up, I trusted things. I trusted the government. When I was fat, dumb, and happy as a kid, because I believed that my parents, in my case my grandparents, had my back. They weren't trying to fool me. They wanted me to have the best life. They weren't giving me advice that I thought was wrong. That's what a parent does. A parent says, I'm going to give you the best advice I can give you. I'm not going to let you make the same mistakes I make. Our government doesn't run on any such notion that it's going to self-correct, that it's going to make sure that everything's okay. No way. So we find ourselves, again, third world country being led by a dictator who's got the mind of a squirrel. Look over there. He's a madman. And he shows it every single day. And here's what you want to know. What's really scary is if they were to show you Joe Biden all day long. If they stuck a camera on him, quite frankly, there are days where I've said this before. I want cameras on our leaders. I want cameras on Congress. No backdoor meetings. Everything you do has to be done in the public eye. Wouldn't that be novel that these people couldn't cut their little side deals and they couldn't do the things that are detrimental to the country? And we got to see it in the light of day. Let's call it the Light of Day Act. This is scary who we have leading this country. Because he's not even leading it. People hand him notes, he says it, and that's that. By the way, they just found out the Chinese have given Biden and his family lots of money. Who knows where that thing's going to go? But he's compromised, that's for sure.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.